is Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. The Juno Economic Development Council's Innovation Summit's coming up in mid-March. It's an annual event that local entrepreneurs look forward to, especially. It's a chance to network with other like-minded business people, as well as take in fresh ideas and discover new opportunities. So this year, the summit returns to its in-person format, and talking to us about that and about what's happening at the summit is Brian Hulse. He's the executive director of JEDC. Brian, thanks so much for joining us.
Good afternoon. Great to see you.
Yes, I see you there, and good to see you as well on our Zoom, and good to talk to you as well. Well, the Innovation Summit, once again, you've got a couple of tough, obviously tough years with trying to figure out how to go about it virtually. I got to experience that last year, and actually I thought it was really interesting, and the technology on bringing people together has come so far that there was a lot of really great information, and it was as close as you could feel like it could be without being there in person.
Hey, thanks so much. It really did come off well last year. I really appreciate that. It was all online last year. The year before, in February 2020, we were one of the last events that people remembered. Oh, that was the last time I got together in person before, you know, this long period. Yeah. So we're committed to, we're going to do a safe event. We're going to do it in March 16th and 17th this year, and we're going to go back in person. And people are looking forward to it.
Anything that, you know, just keeping on that portion of this for now, is doing it in this era of this pandemic. Are there any considerations that people need to know about as far as requirements for being able to participate in person?
Correct. There are. And because of the size of the event with our mitigation plan with CBJ, at the moment, it is a vaccination-only event for folks. And that's going to be disappointing for a small portion. Juno is largely vaccinated, so we appreciate that. Who knows how rules will change between now and then. But yeah, that is something to keep in mind for those that want to attend in person.
That is true that things may change and have already kind of changed. Our mitigation level has dropped here locally. So yeah, hopefully we can even think about having those requirements loosened up a little bit more by then. But as you say, another good reason to make sure that people are vaccinated in order to go to these large events. So tell me a little bit about some of the speakers, some of the things you're looking forward to for the event itself.
Yeah, so the Innovation Summit this year, the theme is talent transformation in a dynamic economy. And it's really, we're really happy with the theme, one, because we know it's super relevant. We have some great insights that we want to share with folk. The labor market, the workplace has really changed. It's changed in some really obvious ways. You know, we all can, you know, somehow figured out how to work remotely a little bit better, but we're also seeing a really tight labor market. You know, just about everybody could use one or two more hands in their businesses, but it's hard to find talent. We're seeing workers are laying down their expectations a little more clearly, a little more forcefully about, you know, what they want from a workplace. And we're going to explore that. That's the main theme. We're going to explore.
It does seem like there's been this hallmark, you know, this pandemic is a hallmark event that we'll look back on for decades to come. And one of the things that has changed is people's expectations of what work is going to be like.
Right. And we want to parse out a little bit about how much of this is going to go back to normal, right? And then how much of this is going to stick with us and we really need to be ready. And, you know, talking to people that are experts in labor economics, but also in the field of human resources, we have some human resource experts that are going to be coming to the summit this year to help us to explore, you know, what does it mean for recruiting in this environment? What does it mean to retain? How does retention work? What is your workplace? What should you be doing differently in your workplace when you design, when you want people to be engaged? I think some of these things are pretty obvious. It's always been important to have an engaging workplace where people will enjoy working, but it's becoming more important. And then how do you manage when people enjoy this flexibility and they want to continue with this flexibility? Some places are finding increased productivity through this model because, you know, people work when they're feeling most productive and they're in environments where they feel productive. as opposed to everybody sitting in the cubicle, you know, at a certain amount of time every day. And it's fun to see these changes, and we're going to explore, we're going to help companies to explore. If you're a manager of a company and you're trying to figure out, how do I get through, keep my team together and make them excel, this is going to be a great summit to attend.
Well, it's really true what you're saying. It's fascinating to think about just the way that these expectations have changed, the way people's kind of work-life balance has changed as part of telecommuting, and the idea that a work week could be more productive if some of it was in the office and some of it was at home, or some people just want to be in the office all the time, some people want to be at home all the time, all those things, the management ideas that come up around that. It's all very fascinating and really has kind of fast-forwarded something that maybe people thought was going to start happening anyway. It seems like it really jumped it up a number of years.
And people, one thing that we're seeing a lot of, and we're going to be talking about that, is there's a higher expectation for autonomy. So people are now recruiting for a core competency that you can come in and do in the position, but then you're going to be tasked with and get the opportunity as an employee to then take that skill that you bring to the office, but then have some freedom within your structure to apply that skill in new ways. So it's going to be less dependent on the boss telling you what to do. This is what people are finding in the high performing companies, where it's less structured, where the hierarchy tells you exactly what you're going to do, and more of these are your field of competency, and you collaborate with others on your team to figure out how to advance the company's objectives.
You know, Brian, when I think about the Innovation Summit, so often I think about entrepreneurs and that entrepreneurial kind of element. Do you think that entrepreneurialism is something that went up or went down or was affected or not affected at all by the pandemic? What are you seeing there as far as that spirit of people wanting to start new businesses, start new ventures?
Well, the evidence is that people did not slow down in starting and creating new businesses. I think that was a little bit of a surprise for all of us. We sort of expected, you know, the slowdown in the economy that we experienced during the pandemic. Now the economy, of course, is speeding along generally quite well, very strong across the nation. Juneau a little down because of our tourism dimension. But yeah, people started their own businesses. And it seems like a lot of them, because they figured out, hey, I would rather, I can work on my own, and I want to see if I can do this and pursue some of my own goals on my own and be more productive. It's fascinating. And the Innovation Summit, you're right, always has a special nod to entrepreneurs.
The pitch contest is, I always remember that so well. And it's always such a great thing to observe, is watching people come with new ideas and new businesses. And it's kind of, it's like Juno's own Shark Tank.
It is, but the sharks are nicer.
The sharks are nice. It's a whale tank. It's
for sure. Yeah, we do have the pitch contest. Those brave applicants, right? That get that you have to apply, and then we select five great pitches, and then we put them on the stage. And what's fun about the Innovation Summit, if you haven't gone, is that we have an expert panel of investors that evaluate the pitches, but then we also let the participants at the Innovation Summit also vote, and they vote with their dollars. And every time you vote, those dollars that you collect, that ends up creating a pool of funds that we then turn over to the entrepreneurs. Alaska Airlines gives them a couple airline tickets, and the Chamber of Commerce, plus what the attendees raise in their votes, is how we select the winners. It's a lot of fun.
That's cool. I've been looking through the some of the points for the summit that's coming up, and there's something there about an elder care coalition. Tell me about that.
Well, so that's not in the summit. So the Innovation Summit's one thing, and then there are a couple other items that I want to...
Sorry, gotcha. Okay, yeah. So we want to talk about that as well. All right, well, that's fine. But sticking with the Innovation Summit real quick, just let's talk about the specific dates and how people can get involved.
Perfect. Yeah, thank you for that. So March 16th and 17th, it is a concise event. We start at 1 o'clock on a Wednesday, and we end at 5 o'clock on a Thursday. And we do that because people say, hey, I don't have time for a conference. I don't have time to invest in myself. And you do have time. It's really a day and a half out of work. We can make it longer. We offer fun tours the morning of the event that are optional to see elements of Juneau and businesses around our community. But if you want to get, you know, the core event, it's the 16th and 17th. You can go on our website, jdc.org. And we're doing a couple of fun things in terms of pricing. This is 35 years at JEDC for the Juneau Economic Development Council. So if you're listening to the radio and you can write down and remember JEDC 35, you get $35 off registration.
Oh, all right.
Or even more fun, we have our local frequency app, which is this, it's our effort to try to support small businesses, locally owned businesses, to have their own loyalty program and drive local sales to local businesses. You know, we developed this during the pandemic because we were of our concern about small businesses, people just not shopping at local businesses because they were concerned about the pandemic and too much of our shopping going online, not local, but out of town. So the local frequency app, which we have now 1,400 people in Juneau have downloaded the app. So we've got some critical mass here. So if you go and you purchase your ticket to the Innovation Summit through the local frequency app, you'll earn 50 local dollars, which then sticks on your app and then allows you to go around and shop at these local businesses.
Really?
So it's a fun way we're going to connect, give you a discount for shopping local.
Sounds good. Well, with the couple minutes we have left, Brian, let's talk about this Elder Care Coalition. Tell me a little bit about that. That's something that's being created?
It is. It is. We launched this just a bit ago. A few weeks ago, it's a Southeast Regional Elder Care Coalition. It's been part of this process that we've been going through, watching the, you know, seeing the needs in our market for labor. And Juneau, like many places, has a aging population. We want that population to stay in Juneau, but there are some serious workforce issues around supporting that population. You know, we need to recruit. We need to train workers. To be able to provide the services that an aging population has. And that's really new for Juneau because as our population ages, we just right. we had a fairly young population 15 years ago. And every year, the population of our older folks is growing and growing because people feel more comfortable here. So that coalition is region wide. And if you're interested in participating and supporting us in that work, contact us at JEDC. And we will get you involved.
Great. Just a couple little extra points here. How about the Arctic Innovation Competition? What's happening there?
Yep. So that's an annual competition. That's an idea competition. It's part of this ecosystem of trying to develop a business. You don't need a business plan, but if you think you have a cool idea that you kind of wish somebody would just pay attention to, you can apply and win a prize. The deadline is March 13th. It's statewide. We collaborate with the University of Alaska Fairbanks School of Business. A lot of fun information on our website and on Instagram if you want to learn more. Arctic Innovation Competition, March 13 deadline.
And I wanted to ask you just about one other thing, which is that next week there's a Mariculture Conference coming up. And I wanted to know what you knew about that and just your thoughts on it.
Excellent. Well, the Mariculture Conference is not next week.
Oh.
So I'm glad you mentioned that if someone thinks there is, because it was to be next week and we postponed it.
Aha. I'm glad I asked.
April.
So it's postponed till April. Is that right?
Till April. So that's the University of Alaska system putting it together. University of Alaska Southeast, the Chancellor Carey having a strong role there, but it's really University of Alaska sponsored and the June Economic Development Council and Southeast Conference. We're pulling together all logistics for it. We're super proud that they're going to host this conference here in Juneau, but it's in April.
Okay, that's great. And hopefully then trying to make sure that it can be in person and have it be in April in order to get past this period here. Well, that's great. Good to know. So folks that are interested in attending that can check out the JEDC website?
Yep, it's all there. It's all there.
And definitely check that out for the annual Innovation Summit. It's coming back in person this year. And Brian, you've got so much on your plate. Thanks for covering just a little bit of it here today. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure to be here. Thanks, Andy. All right. Great job.
That's Brian Hulse. He's the executive director for the Juneau Economic Development Council. Up next, Mountain Musings from Katie B. She's right here in the studio, and she's launched a newsletter that Juneau skiers and others are going to want to check out. So stay tuned with us right here at Juneau Afternoon.